on, guys? Welcome to the EPT Podcast, episode number 99. So close to 100. Recorded live on October 3rd, 2016.
October 3rd!
I'm joined live by Jordan in a drone.
Hello.
Oh, you want the drone?
Even if you got to pretend to fly it with your hand. Where is it? There it is.
There it is.
And, of course, the lovely, the beautiful Lucas Ciprian, everybody.
How's it going, folks?
Who, by the way, is droneless.
I mean, that's all you
Lucas,
know.
I expected more. Dude, I would have lost my shit if I cut to you and you were flying a drone, too.
Nope.
I don't have a drone. I don't have a single drone. Ryan does, though. I remember it, somewhere on my Instagram, which I don't use, at John Prosser on Instagram, there's a video somewhere of Brian flying a little toy drone. I think it was smaller than Jordan's, actually. Something they got off of Amazon or something. And that was around the time when we were doing the like podcast version of Front Page Tech and we were streaming live. And that was what he was doing before the show because that's what Brian does. I think that's the last time he fucking touched that drone, too. I haven't heard about it since.
Dude, this one's so cool because like I can press a button and then just like wiggle a stick.
It explodes.
Left or right. No, it does a flip in the air. It goes pew.
Yeah, there's just a self-destruct button. This little toy drone just goes and just blows up.
That would suck. That would be the worst $30 I ever spent in my life.
The worst?
Yes.
By the way, this episode is sponsored by Node PCs, which we'll talk about in a second. And by a second, I mean later on in the show.
Not just a second.
Right. We'll give you more information about them. I hear the drone, but I don't see the drone. That disappoints me.
It's just on my desk.
By the way, Jordan, I got confirmation of something.
Are you shipping something to me?
I am, but it wasn't a shipping confirmation. It was a confirmation that I'm able to do it.
Oh, okay.
So I would say this week you should probably get something.
Okay. Which you bet it won't be on the podcast next week to show it off.
It'll be glorious. I'm so excited, my God. I want you to record a video when you get it. And so we can include it on the podcast.
I'll edit a little something for you.
Perfect. That sounds great.
A whole like creator mood, and I want to do stuff.
So. Here we go.
I almost wasn't prepared
for this part of the show.
I bet I don't have anything.
Copyright strike. Copyright strike. I hate you so much.
Hey, Lucas.
How's your week, Lucas?
This is exactly what you're going to get every time you do that.
So you need a more subtle song is what you're saying.
I don't need any song.
But you deserve a song.
I don't, because I make my own.
It's not the song that you need. It's the song that you deserve.
That's not how that goes.
It is right now.
Oh, I had yet another wonderful week of Lucas things.
That's good.
What are Lucas things?
Work and school and what else is new?
And being Lucas.
Yep.
Is it hard being Lucas?
Some might say.
Would you, on a scale from 1 to 10, how high would you rate being Lucas?
It depends how modest you are.
I guess that's why I'm asking you.
We need to find like the other Lucases that are part of the Lucas Guild Association.
What do you think Lucas is like in a different universe?
I don't know. They'd all be similar.
What if he doesn't like? What if Lucas in a different universe doesn't make music? He makes like little figures out of Play-Doh and eats it.
Maybe there's a Lucas that plays kazoos.
Dude, what if there is a Lucas that just loves kazoozic?
You know, I never really had a problem with kazoos
until John
this podcast. So, yeah.
I mean, I guess you could blame that on me, but it's so worth it.
I can tell you that before this podcast, I didn't have the appreciation of kazoos that I have now, thanks to Jordan.
You're welcome.
I think kazoos all over the world should be thanking Jordan.
Yeah.
And other kazoo players.
Exactly.
Nah.
There's a secret like guild, like a probably like a
Is that is this true?
Like a mace, I don't know. Like Should a masonry I? Association?
Do I get like a fucking ring? No. A kazoo ring?
Yeah. It's like a ritual and everything.
Dude, I would totally do it.
Like a little
I'm halfway
Bible.
There. Dude, I'll fucking... If any of you listening or watching are part of some sort of kazoo clan, I need you to let me know because I want in.
Oh.
I would be a fucking great addition to the kazoo
probably,
clan.
Probably... Let's not call it the kazoo
the
clan.
The kazoo clan?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We'll just call it the KK.
No.
It's perfect.
It's where no. I was going yeah, yeah. to not we're, take this.
It's missing a K, so we're still good. Just the KK, kazoo clan. Okay. And if Steve, who is listening at some point to this, would like to, I don't know, draw like an official Kazoo Clan logo, I'm not going to be opposed to tweeting it.
Jesus.
We need to get Steve on.
I disapprove of this message.
I feel like we need a Steve cam so like we can just cut to him actively drawing during the podcast.
That would be awesome.
I think it'd be perfect.
Sure.
He should start a Twitch channel.
No, there's other things for drawing.
Yeah.
Live streaming.
What are those other things?
I don't remember what they're called.
But
because well, like if you were to use Twitch, you'd get banned because you're not playing video games.
That's stupid. Can I start over? Do I get to try that again?
Try again.
Sure.
Does Twitch allow podcasting now? I thought that was a thing.
See, as long as you, I think as long as you do like other things too, like gaming. Or, I mean, I guess if it's like a gaming podcast, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So what if he's like, what if he's drawing and every now and again he shouts like, Call of Duty!
No.
I was hoping that'd be fine.
Probably not.
I'm sure in the rules somewhere that's fine.
I'm sure in the rules somewhere that's fine. Says John every time he thinks things like that.
You might see, video watchers, you might see that I am currently drinking Arizona green tea. Not a sponsor. God, I wish they were. I cannot stop drinking this to the point where I think my body's completely cleansed now, but like last week sometime, man, I think I might as well have just done the show in the toilet.
Okay.
Were you shitting Arizona?
yeah, I was.
That's gross.
But yeah, it's so delicious. And the problem was, I feel like, you know, I like it and I drink it every now and again. But I was at Walmart the other day and they had a full like box that it came in for the shipment. And I just picked the box up because it was a sale and they were like 48 cents a piece. So I just picked the whole box up and took it. Well, I didn't take it. I bought it. But you know what I mean.
That's awesome.
I wanted it, so I just took it.
This is mine now. Goodbye.
Yeah. I am living with my Arizona green tea. As of a little bit ago, we are now independent from Page Tech.
Yay.
Yeah. We're off to college now.
Yep. something like that.
Free from your parents' home.
Something like that.
Fly away.
It's like hey, you told your parents that you were leaving like 4 months ago, but then the parents just locked you in a room and it's only locked from one side and they just slide you food and water from under the door and you can't actually leave. That's what
this
it was
true.
Like. But
something
now
like that.
It was
like shackled, but the keys are right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they decided to let us out of the room. We are not part of broadband TV any longer, which I think is a perfect opportunity to tell any aspiring YouTubers, if you haven't signed with an MCN yet and you're thinking about it, don't fucking do it.
Do some research. That's what I'm going to say.
MCNs have a very funny, delightful, beautiful, creative way of saying all the right things when they want you, giving you all the attention you need all day, every day. And then when you actually sign a contract, they kind of throw that contract somewhere and then just
somewhere.
Forget about you. That's pretty much what an MCN does. It has its perks. Like if you want to get access to music for free that you can use on your YouTube videos, which, let's be honest, it's not really free because you're splitting ad revenue with an MCN, so you are paying for it almost every month. But there are little perks, but all in all, I would say none of those perks are worth it. So if you're thinking about joining an MCN, don't. We made that mistake a couple times, and now it's no more. I showed the back of my notepad that I have that I'm holding with all my stuff to talk about on the podcast, and I thought I had drawn a dick on the opposite side and just showed it on camera, but it's little arms for a clock that I drew for a thumbnail one day, which is somewhere. I don't know where.
You want to explain?
There's a thumbnail that I did for the show or something. No, it was for Grin. I did it for Creator Wire where I drew a clock, which is right here, everybody. Here's the clock.
And hello.
On the back,
I see you, clock.
It like not bled really. Through, and I thought it was a penis, but it's not.
It's a clock.
Guess what?
What? What, John?
I got new glasses.
Did you?
Really?
I did.
From where?
A location near
okay.
me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was that website.
John.
No.
John. Just.
Oh, shit.
I got new glasses, and they it was like part of a like a. Have you heard of a trunk sale? Because this was the first time of me hearing.
Did they
about
sell
a trunk
you
sale.
A trunk?
I've kind of heard of those.
So apparently, it's I just for like the place that I went to get the new glasses. I wasn't planning on getting new glasses. I was just going there to look. They have the like a representative from each brand of frames. Come there. They're all dressed, all spiffy. They got their own fancy glasses on. They got suits on, and they bring trunks of merchandise.
Merchandise.
So they sound like mercenaries.
Yeah. So they all sold. They all brought like the brands. They brought their frames, a bunch of different frames, and they sell them all half off. That's like a trunk sale, and it's a 1 day thing. And yeah. And I went there. Wasn't planning on buying anything, but then the thing happened.
But you did.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting for those to come in.
No, I think awesome. I know what happened. It was like, oh, so you're going to buy one of our frames, and you were like, yes. because that's what you always do.
I think that was a very accurate representation, Lucas. You're really good at impersonating John scenarios. What's beeping?
Nothing.
His drone over there.
Are
trying
you cooking
to
the drone in a microwave?
Yes, he's.
Is that what the beeping is?
In a microwave.
Yes.
What?
There's a microwave over here.
Are you pointing at it? Why don't you show us the microwave?
It's on the ceiling.
It's on the ceiling.
I fly the drone into it, and then I turn it on.
You park it like a little garage.
Yes.
Like a little. You're
like a little garage.
Yeah.
And then it cooks. So that's how I charge it.
Right. That's how Samsung charges their phones too.
Only their Note 7.
And apparently they're washing machines.
What's going on with the washing machines?
You didn't hear?
No. What is
they're
it?
They're blowing it's... up too.
What?
Well, there's no batteries in them. How the fuck did they do that?
How are they blowing them up?
Go look up the article. I didn't read too much.
That's too much work.
It's a thing.
It's too much work to look up the article.
I hope it's not fake.
I don't think it was.
How do washing machines blow up when they have water in them? When you're using them.
Okay,
do you know how explosions work? Because, like, water doesn't really matter at that point.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a rule somewhere that if it's wet, it no blow up.
Well, there's also, like, kind of a fine detail that the Note 7s weren't actually exploding. They were just catching fire.
Well, right.
So
they were more bursting.
Technical,
they were bursting into flames, not exploding into flames.
Yes.
Good.
So, dude, I'm still,
go ahead.
I'm still getting likes and favorites and shit off of that tweet from like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
That you
that's
retweeted.
How that works.
It just keeps going.
Well,
it just keeps going.
It started from the Front Page Tech account because we had that auto retweeting us, the team.
Yeah.
And
then you retweeted it.
Yeah. Now it fucking, of course, like. This is how my life is. I'll tweet something that I want people to pay attention to, and no one gives a fuck. But I'll retweet something that's not even mine, and everybody loves it.
Yep.
So I think I'm just going to sell my Twitter account.
Let's just see. I want to check. There are 55 likes and 30 retweets on that, which is like all of my other tweets, all 4,889 of my other tweets combined.
Well, what was it? It was kind of like relatable, wasn't it?
Well, it was just, it was like a little quote kind of thing. It says, if you have $86,400 in a bank account and someone stole $10 from you,
would you
be upset and throw all of the $86,390 other dollars away in hopes of getting the person back or move on and live? And it's just like in reference to you have 86,400 seconds in a day. And if somebody pisses you off for 10 seconds, do you let the rest of your day get fucked up?
And everyone's like, huh?
Oh, I guess like, not. Wow, you're right.
And then
that's really neat. Like, this picture's been around on the internet for years, and I just saw it and I was like, I'm gonna tweet it because I haven't tweeted anything for a while.
That's how it goes. We just tweet stuff that other people make, and I think you're solid after that.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna continue to do the rest of my life now. I'm just a Twitter retweet machine.
Well, technically, the Front Page Tech account is.
That's true.
A retweet machine. Lucas, you tweeted something, I think, yesterday?
Yeah. So
I retweeted it, but I didn't fucking get it, so...
Okay, so a bunch of us were sitting on Discord last night. We're talking about... if you know about the new Pokemon games that are coming out, Sun and Moon or whatever, instead of making, like, a seventh generation of Pokemon with, like 50 billion new Pokemon that we all have to learn or whatever, or force upon all of us. They're making this Alola region Pokemon. So basically, it's like existing Pokemon that you already know. They just look different, and they might be like different types and all this stuff. Basically, the joke is that the one they did was Exeggutor. Don't know if you happen to know that Pokemon. Basically, no. Turns into a palm tree. So his like neck is like 50 yards high. So the joke was in that image, somebody took a whole bunch of other Pokemon and just like stretched them the hell out.
No, I get it.
That's awesome.
I only retweeted it because it was Pokemon related, and I know people like Pokemon, and that was why I did that.
Well,
now I understand the joke, and I feel pretty good about myself. That's the show, guys. We'll see you next week.
John now feels good about himself.
Isn't that the goal every day?
John feel good about himself?
Yeah, just me.
No.
Just me, to make me feel good about myself, and then we're good to go. By the way, there's no Brian this week. I forgot to mention that. If you're wondering where Brian is,
where'd you go, Brian?
Yeah.
Brap, brap. Oh, there he is.
we need a Brian gift gif, like how you have one for me, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. I have this one.
Yeah. How did you pull that up right away?
I have XSplit running.
Okay, I was going to say, if you just have that on the ready all the time, that's really disturbing.
I have a scene in my XSplit called Fake Churn.
Right, Fake Churn. You were going to say something before I rudely interrupted you with the lack of burn?
I was reading that the link about the Samsung thing that Lucas was
sent us.
So, I mean,
what was
I
the
was
title of that?
It.
Like, self-destructing washing machines?
Yeah, Samsung's, so here's the thing. It's just, here's how I'm taking it. It's just Samsung's under fire right now because of the phone.
So the pun there was so strong. They're under fire.
I'm so glad you caught it. I worked so hard.
caught on fire? Okay.
So there, it's washing machines affected that have been made since 2011.
Yeah.
And there have only been 10.
Oh.
In the past 5 years, 10 washing machines. That's like saying like a Tesla self-drives itself into a wall and it's a car's fault. Like, shit happens. It's not just Samsung's fault. They're just quote-unquote under fire because their phones are fucking up.
I was just bringing it up because it happens.
It is funny. You're right. It is funny. Like, no denying
honestly,
that.
I think I saw there was just one story where it literally, like, it vibrated so hard it went through somebody's wall. And I was like, okay.
Well, okay, so I saw you tweet something like that. What is your Jordan, what's your opinion on the self-driving car stuff? Like, there's a lot of people that are totally against it, that think it's like the fucking government just trying to make machines like learn and live on their fucking own so they can kill all the humans and drive them into walls. And then there's like the people that blame Tesla, that whole thing.
I hate, one, I want to get this off my chest. I hate the people that blame Tesla for something when Tesla, like, those are machines, like your computer, that log pretty much every single thing that you do. It knows if you press the gas pedal or the brake pedal. And to claim, I hit the gas pedal and not the brake pedal, and they have, like, a log to prove that you're wrong, don't fight it anymore. Just accept your ignorance that you were retarded. Like, there's more car crashes of people that do that in real cars than there are in Tesla cars. So now Tesla's under fire because...
That's what I fucking hate, because they're like, the one time it happens, it's headlines everywhere. Oh, my God.
It's Tesla, the technology's fault.
Yeah, Tesla crashes person. They're dead now. Oh, should we also report all the real, natural, organic car accidents there were today?
Yeah. Right.
Fucking idiots.
Like,
they did the same thing when the Google car had a little screw-up.
Yeah.
Fuck them. And I'm pretty sure, like, so the Google self-driving car got T-boned or whatever.
Right.
Right? And it wasn't even fucking Google's fault.
Yeah.
I don't...
How did it not avoid it?
I don't know.
How would you have avoided it?
I can't remember what exactly it was, but...
Well, the only Tesla accident that I see that might have been actually, like, Tesla's fault was the one where it was the Model S that they do sit really low to the ground and they don't have, like, a whole lot of sensors on the front of the car. There's a few that are really good, but... It's the one that hit the back of, like, a truck bed that was, like, short. And it went, like, underneath of it. And then, like, the truck bed went, like, into the windshield.
Jesus.
And
okay.
And, like, the driver said that, I walked away and the car accelerated into it. Like,
what?
That one's, like, sketchy because it is possible that that happened because, like, There were like discrepancies, like if the logs actually saw the object, because it creates images and stuff where it creates its own depth perception. The fact that it was like really thin and it sat really high up and there was actually nothing like underneath, the car thought it could go forward. I don't know.
Yeah.
But still, like, the fact that I just hate that people blame Tesla for all this stuff when really, if every single person in the United States had a self-driving vehicle, you'd see like the accident rates just disappear.
Well, yeah, that's the thing that like people don't take into account.
They would be gone.
Is that car accidents, stuff like that happens because of a few reasons. Human error. Or just the fact that fucking humans can't follow the goddamn rules.
Yeah.
And that's...
I mean, just drive down the highway and make it a thing without causing an accident. Right. Look at everybody else driving and see if they're actually watching the road or not.
That's
because
the thing.
9 times out of 10, they're not. They're looking. Da, 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 da.
Like, we need a gif gif of what just happened of Jordan just smacking his phone.
How's it going,
face.
Google?
It's going great.
But that's the thing. Like, fucking computers can't do anything but follow the goddamn rules. So
exactly. If they're programmed to drive the road, they're going to drive the road.
They're not going to be like, exceptions. No, I feel like speeding today. I got to get to work soon.
Exactly.
Fucking idiots. God. And to anyone that thinks the government... And you know what? I feel like I shouldn't have to mention this, but there have been a couple times where I'm simply like talking about the iPhone and you get a guy that just goes off on a rant talking about how it's a conspiracy and the government's going to blow us all up or something. So if... If you think that the government, if Obama just wants to make machines kill humans, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I don't know why I get so worked up about a car that drives itself.
Well,
and the people that hate it.
Like, they still have a ways to go, though. Like, I'm glad not everybody does have one. Because, there's roads like where I live. There's no way it would be able to drive there.
Right.
Yet. Because they're still learning. Like, that's the coolest feature, I think, of the Tesla, is that, like, they're autonomous to a point. Like, you can't fall asleep at the wheel and expect it to get you to go where you're going.
Right.
Like,
it just fucking... He's like, oh, it's asleep. Let me just eject my wings and fly away. I'll just fly over traffic.
like the car will like beep and vibrate, tell you to grab the wheel so that you can assist it. But what's cool is the way,
dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Wake up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, for real, like, yeah, that's what it does. Like, tells
well,
you
eventually,
grab the wheel.
I think it does. It just kind of like pulls you off the side of the road.
Well, the thing is though, like, say you're coming on like a tight turn and it doesn't. It's not expecting that tight of a turn, so it's like expecting you to come in and assist. Say, brake harder, turn a little sharper. Mm-hmm. The next time you go around that bend, it's going to know what to do.
Right.
Because
right.
you taught it. And then what Tesla does, this is my favorite feature of these cars, is that they talk to each other. They tell every other Tesla in the world, hey, if you're over here, this is what you have to do.
Yeah. It's fucking, like, they're fucking awesome.
They're creating a map.
If you're ever over here, watch out for this asshole.
Yeah.
It's just
exactly.
like... I don't understand.
It blows my mind, though.
But it's like people expect any machine to be, like, completely perfect. Like, the fact that there's an error here and there with a Tesla thing, the fact that it only happens once in a while is amazing. Just imagine if like, that was as reliable as your fucking Windows PC, and when it fucking blue screens, it just crashes you into a wall. Like, this is fucking incredible, amazing technology, and everyone is an asshole. Poor Tesla. Well,
and I'll even go as far as saying, even if that car was 100% perfect, and everybody was buying them like fucking hotcakes, which they kind of are selling like that, like, people would still find something to complain about, because they would still find a way to fuck it up, because people are stupid. They would fuck it up and they'd blame the car, no matter how perfect it is. There's always going to be that user error that's going to destroy it, and it's going to be under suppression. People are going to find a way to hate it.
It's okay, Jordan. When everyone fucking is against Teslas and self-driving vehicles and they want to drive around in their cool standard vehicles, their fucking Ford Focus, while we're busy driving our goddamn self-driving cars to the moon, they can fuck themselves.
Okay. That's great, John.
You feel pretty strongly about this, huh?
I feel pretty strongly about it, yeah.
You know what I'm excited about?
What are you excited about?
Because there's a good possibility I'm going to be moving back to Ohio at the beginning of next year. Woo! And I'll be like in like the Cleveland area.
I peaked the shit. I'm like, sorry, Lucas.
It'll be like way easier future, Lucas. For me to drive a Tesla out there than it is out here. Because there's like actual like road markings and stuff in Ohio. And not dirt trails.
So are you going to get a Tesla when you're here?
Probably not anytime soon.
You could just do what I did with the Arizona T and go take one.
Yeah, because those things aren't tracked to the bone.
Just be like, hey, Tesla, I'm in you. I haven't paid for you. Drive me away. And it'll be like, sure, Jordan.
Well, like here's the thing. Like, even MKBHD, Marquise Brownlee had to buy one. Like, they're not giving those fuckers away.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Ever.
No one said that they were. They
unless
give it
you're
away.
Nikola Tesla. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, very much. Unless they just allow you to walk in and look at one, and they didn't exactly give it to you. You just took it. I think that could be fine, too.
I'd be able to hide forever with an electric car.
Yeah, which they could probably just fucking brick.
Yeah, they can remote shut them
down. That's what I'm talking about, dude! This is the best thing for society. Go ahead, steal my car, motherfucker. I dare you. Try to drive it away. I'll just open my iPhone app to shut it down. You idiot.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, that kind of already works in like...
Some cars. Yeah, like...
Some
like
cars. Like cars. Keyless entry cars.
Yeah, but the scary thing is like Jeep, Chrysler, that manufacturer, they really fucked up their software and it's really easily exploitable.
Really?
People were taking control of the cars.
They hired. Those aren't even self-driving cars. Those are just cars connected to a network to like update firmware and stuff like that.
Right.
They hired like state-sponsored hackers, and like they hacked into this journalist that was driving like a new Jeep Grand Cherokee or something, and like the picture of the hackers came up like on the heads-up display and was like, "We got it," and like took control of the car and shut it off while he was on the highway.
Jesus. That's terrifying.
So, Chrysler, no. Tesla, yes.
Tesla, you have our vote if you want to be a sponsor, which I'm sure will happen after this episode airs. I'm
yeah,
positive.
Yeah. All 400 people that listen to this podcast, yeah, I'm sure.
They'll be totally interested, and they'll sponsor it.
Like, they'll all buy one, and because of that, they'll be like, yeah, we heard it from these guys over at Front Page Tech. You should give them one.
And they're like, yeah, how many people work on the Front Page Tech stuff? And they're like, oh, 18. And they'll give all 18 of us a Tesla. There's not 18 of us.
Where did you get 18?
I mean, if they're going to give us 18, I can find some 18 people and we'll get 18 Teslas.
I'll crash one before I'm just kidding.
So I'm putting my cursor in Audition. And yes. Since my Skype windows are in the same monitor, it's putting a crosshair over Lucas's eye.
I keep seeing your
good.
I just thought it'd pop up. That's awesome.
I can just put a crosshair over Lucas's eye. Not for any particular reason, but just because I can do it.
Because you can.
Because I can. There's a couple things. The fuck, there's a few things that we're working on. One of those, though, is we are working with a company that is... It's looking like we're going to be able to kind of relaunch our shop with a bunch of new merch.
Yes.
And it's going to be super awesome. And not just like shirts and stuff, which we've done before, but this is just a bunch of super classy stuff that you would expect. What I want is a mug. I think all I want is a mug and then I'm good with life.
Okay.
We'll just open a shop and have one mug. And that's all that's in there. That's all you can buy is a single mug. But it's cool because, like, it'll work with the website relaunch and we can integrate with the website, that sort of thing. So, I mean, you should be hearing more about that within probably
a mug that
a
integrates
week.
With the website? That's awesome.
Yeah, the mug just, like, as soon as you drink from it, it charges your membership to the website every time you drink from it.
I thought you were going to say it plays a kazoo song for you.
That, dude... How can we make something? Can we sell Front Page Tech kazoos?
No.
You don't know.
I do.
Somebody somewhere will work with me and I can. Oh my.
I'll buy it.
And then I'll rework with them so it doesn't happen.
No, no.
I will buy a 3D printer and I will make them.
That's a lot of work.
You gonna ship them out and box them up and all that?
Yeah, because I'm sure they'll be so popular.
There's a box over here already.
You can send out the first
one.
Oh,
you got one box, huh?
Yeah. I can get more.
Dude, just put all the kazoos in one box and ship it to somebody else to ship them all.
There we go.
It's perfect. I don't care.
It's a foolproof plan.
I know. I don't care if everyone else gets a kazoo. I just want a Front Page Tech kazoo. That's all that matters.
Okay. I'll send you one.
You know what, Jordan? I feel like we need to ship Lucas some kazoos. Because I think that once he...
Let me tell you right now, that'd be a bad idea.
We would get a video response back of like... It'd be like one of those like how-to videos.
Oh, how-to basic, yeah.
Like, and it's just going to be him burning them, torch.
That was the coolest effect ever.
Pissing all over.
When you started banging on your desk, your webcam just started shifting to the right.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait for that.
So... But here's what I think. I think if Lucas, I don't know, just was sent a bunch of kazoos, he would be like, wow, this is stupid. I'm not going to touch those kazoos. And he would think about it. And later during the night when he's feeling frisky, he'll start playing one. And he'll really grow some appreciation for those kazoos.
Huh.
He will burn them and melt them.
I think we need to
remains.
Give him time to learn to love the kazoos. Sometimes it just takes a little time. You know what I mean?
This is true.
Lucas, you'll warm up to the kazoos.
There's no warming up. It's just not going to happen.
But it will. I will play kazoozic for you until you learn to love it.
I will break all your kazoos until you learn that it's not worth it.
I'm also building a glass box to put you in, and you won't be able to do that. It's just a box with a speaker on the top. It's soundproof, so no one can hear your screams, and all you hear is my kazoo.
Just break the speaker, then.
You can't break the... It's way... It's
oh,
real,
you can't break the speaker.
Really,
you can't break the glass.
Listen, it's,
like,
it's
you're
really
not strong
high,
or
really
anything.
In the
you're
box. Not... You can't reach it. You can't even reach the speaker, man.
But I'm in a glass box.
But the glass box is really tall, and it's... It's bulletproof.
And I'll just shimmy
Lucas,
up.
It's not bulletproof, that hard. Lucas-proof, shatterproof
it's
glass.
A 10 foot by 10 foot glass box. You can't shimmy up. And it's in the dead center in the top.
And it's all covered with oil. So you're just sliding around a little glass box.
Jesus.
Steve, I need another drawing of that.
It's like Greased Up Deaf Guy, yeah. But a Lucas version. In a box.
This is also a foolproof plan. So far, we're getting Teslas, we're getting Front Page Tech kazoos, and we're getting Lucas in a glass box. We're going to start a little
and
museum.
Drugs.
We're going to start a little museum where people can come see him. And if you live far away and you can't come see him locally, it's okay because we'll live stream him as well. I just saw Jordan's drone crash, his screen turned black, and then he went away.
Well, my drone hit the... Hit a button.
Oh, good.
It changed the scene. It should have hit the fake Jern button, which is, I don't even know. This one.
Yeah, it didn't hit that one. That's a classic GIF GIF.
Mm-hmm. It's been around since Binged Episode 3, I think.
Why? Oh, I wasn't there, right?
You weren't there for one. It was just me and Brian.
So, I think we need a Brian one. You are obviously talented.
Well, Brian made that one.
Oh, fuck. Well, we'll just make one of Brian.
Okay.
And then it'll be fine.
I'll work on that.
Speaking of working on stuff, it actually should be this month, by late this month, we are working with a company called Node PCs, nodepcs.com, if you're interested. And we'll link all their social media and their website and stuff down in the description below, so you don't have to actually type it in. We're working with them to get a couple custom PCs, which is going to be tits. So tits. We've talked back and forth. We have like the parts list all confirmed and everything like that. So that should be by the end of this month. And this is the plan with that is obviously to like replace production machines and just use those new machines full time. So you'll be getting videos on that when we get them and stuff, so you won't be left out of the loop. Again, that's nodepcs.com if you're interested, if you want to take a look at their stuff. They have a bunch of PCs on there that you could just buy outright. Like, obviously, we gave them the parts list, and they're going to make it from the parts list. But they do have separate PCs and a laptop or two that you can actually buy directly from their website. And, of course, I'm sure if you wanted to, you could talk to them, and they could probably work with you to create something custom for you as well. So, nodepcs.com. All links are down in the description below. I'm excited. Lucas, are you excited?
Yes.
How excited?
Very.
This is how excited I am. I want a compilation one time. It's, I don't know, any generous fans out there, of just like a super cut of anytime I play a kazoo and cut to Lucas. Every time. Part of that is just because I want to hear my own music. I think it's lovely.
It is. It's soothing.
Party of one.
Actually, party of two. Jordan likes it.
Yes.
Party of one.
You mean...
Wow, I don't count.
You mean party of one for the party pooper section?
No, you don't
Lucas.
Count.
I do count!
Nope.
You can't just... What? Fucker.
Did I stutter?
Wow.
Now I'm going to start mocking you.
Wow! I just got a... My fucking... I know he's not watching, but Andrew Zarian from GFQ is... continuously calling my Skype account.
Why?
And I told him I'm doing a show, and he's like, I don't care. And he keeps calling me. I don't know why he's doing it. Because Andrew Zarian is why. Did you say drunk?
No. Why would I say that?
Most likely, yes. Andrew Zarian, GFQ Network. Of course, they are the guys that syndicate our shows. So we love them. And of course, you can find, I think there's even a link to their stuff on our channel somewhere on the right side.
Somewhere.
Does anyone actually probably use that section of YouTube? Like, okay, Jordan, do you pay attention to that section?
Occasionally.
Like featured channels or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
I never look at it ever.
Most of the time I've looked there, like if there's like a gamer channel that I know he's like, say I watched a video where he's like collabed with somebody, most likely the person they collabed with is going to be in that section. And if I wanted to watch them, I'd go there.
What about the description of the video that they collabed in?
Sometimes it's like an afterthought.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I never pay attention to that.
Oh, I think for you.
I think we do have channels there, like GFQ.
Yeah, we do.
Grin. And who else? I think there's three.
Spectrum.
Spectrum Slopper, that's it. That would be the other one. You are correct, Jordan. Speaking of that, how's Spectrum Swapper doing, Lucas?
Oh, you know.
Solid. Oh, you know. Yes. That's what I say, too.
We're kind of trying to shift focus for that a little bit. Trying to put quality over quantity. I guess that's the best way to put it.
So everything's going to be animated.
No, that's not what that means at all. I don't think you...
I think I'm going to push my
entire
life.
You need a dictionary, John.
I think I'm going to push my entire life. Why do I need a dictionary?
Because you don't know what quality and quantity means because you just immediately associated that with animated.
Yeah, when I think quality, I think really beautifully animated work.
And then the quantity part?
Not that. Not beautifully animated work, Lucas, is what I'm looking at.
Okay, so you need a dictionary.
John, you asked how they're doing. They're at 744 subscribers, so that's good.
So go, if you like gaming, which most of you do, because you're not John, go subscribe to Spectrum Swapper. And when they reach 1,000, I'm going to get Lucas a cake with his face on it.
Yes.
No, you're probably just going to give me a kazoo.
No, it's going to be a cake.
The face cake is way better.
It's going to be a face cake and a kazoo. It's like a bundle thing. It's like when you go to the store and you ask for a cake, they obviously, like, they have to give you a kazoo. It's just a thing that's known. You didn't know that? You're just shaking your head.
Moving on.
Cake and kazoo. It's called cake and kazoo. I think it's perfect, Lucas, and I don't think you're ready to accept it.
I don't think there's anything.
So if you want to see Lucas get a cake and a kazoo, get Spectrum Swapper to 1,000 subscribers.
Face cake for 1,000.
Or just get the logo on it. It'd be a little more meaningful.
It's face cake and 1,000 kazoos. A kazoo for every subscriber.
No.
Yeah.
It's not all about me.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're just going to have a UPS truck fucking back up to your house and dump 1,000 kazoos in your driveway.
Because that wouldn't get them fired.
I just got really confused. Go ahead, Jordan.
I pulled up the Spectrum Swapper YouTube.
Dude, that's perfect. That's a perfect little split of, X-split, of what we could do. When we're talking about links and stuff, you could pull it up and I could just cut to you.
Bloop.
Done.
Yeah, that's kind of why I've been trying to use X-split while I've been Skyping, because it's really convenient.
Done.
Boop. How about that?
Spectrum Swapper YouTube. Turn. Yeah, there.
Try again.
John. What? Try what again?
What's the problem? Whatever you're going to try and say at 100 miles an hour.
I think that I'm going to get 100 kazoos for the 100th episode of the podcast next week.
I'm not buying
them. I won't be there.
You won't be on the podcast?
Nope.
That's fuck it. I don't care. I have 100 kazoos. I can fill up. You think I can't fill up an hour's worth of content with 100 kazoos?
And your voice.
I'll be fine.
You'll pass out. You're like,
I'll just loop it. I'll do something for like 2 minutes and loop it for an hour.
That's
I think it'll
cheating.
Be perfect. You say cheating. Yeah. I say innovation.
Effective.
Yeah, I'm innovating the kazoozic industry.
Okay.
Fuck you, Lucas. You're just jealous.
Not at all.
No. If future Lucas. In post, could zoom in on Lucas's face right now, present Lucas. You could see, look at the jealousy. Look at the fucking jealousy in his eyes. Is that a tear? Lucas, you can have a kazoo. I'll get you a kazoo. God, Lucas, I'll give you one of my kazoos if you're that sad. I have a lot. Poor Lucas. Poor little teary-eyed Lucas. Jordan. What can we do to fix this, to help Lucas and his tears?
1,000 Spectrum Swapper subscribers and face cake.
So you're just, he'll probably just cry until the moment they hit 1,000 subscribers. We need we need like a really sad ASPCA style commercial.
I already have the sound for it. Remember the when Hodor died and I made that played that song in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah. Oh,
it was awesome.
By the way, Game of I just imagine fucking somebody that's like just started watching Game of Thrones just listening and being like, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah.
Hodor. Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Hold the kazoo, Lucas. Look at you! Look at you with your cute little piano back there. Wouldn't it look nice with a cute little kazoo?
No.
Why is everything cute?
I don't know. I just think that piano back there is cute. Does it work? Or is it just decoration?
Decoration.
Does it work, Lucas? You're doing a whole bunch of the just staring thing. And then nodding.
Yeah, it works, John.
That might have been the best thing you've ever done on the podcast, and I peed a little.
Good. Good to know. That's the...
Like a little poodle.
After 99 podcasts, that was the greatest thing I've ever done.
We just need to end it, because you topped it. Nothing will ever be that great again.
I feel terrible now.
Yeah, well, it was a beautiful moment. Dude,
terrible.
I don't think you know it, but you might be the king of comedy.
I highly doubt it. No, but are you kidding?
No. No. Why are you arguing this? Are you just trying to be humble, dude? Come on.
Because every time I try to make a joke on the podcast, everybody misses it or gets it 10 minutes later, or they just shit in the comment section. So, you know.
Did you say shit in the comment section?
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure to put poop emojis into comments from now on.
Good.
Yeah. We'll just fill everything with poop.
I'm just being honest. Like, people don't go for my comedy. They'd rather watch you be fucking playing kazoos. So.
Then that must tell you something. That must mean.
Tells me that. I'm not going to say that.
That must mean that kazoos are better.
For the future.
Kazoos are like Tesla cars.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah, they blow themselves.
No, I actually blow them. And it's not blowing.
John's good at that.
It's not blowing, it's humming, okay? Better results if you hum.
Hey, you're the one with the experience, not me.
Let me demonstrate. This is a kazoo when you blow.
Okay.
And then when you hum.
I can't handle it.
That was actually a really funny sound when I blew into it. Lucas.
I have the greatest idea ever.
What's your greatest?
Just give me like three seconds. Continue.
Please help.
Continue to talk to Lucas.
Okay. Well, that's not hard.
Good.
Because Lucas is doing nothing but sitting there nodding and smashing his piano. Okay. Luke, now I just need you to hear me out, okay?
Yes.
For episode one, now keep an open mind. For episode 100, can you play the real keyboard that's behind you, real music, and I play the kazoo?
No.
Damn it! I said have an open mind.
Yes, I am having an open mind. What I do is I actually try to legitimately perform, and then you just blow your face out on a kazoo.
But what if I put out a Twitter poll and everyone votes for it?
Cool.
But then it's like a popular demand thing, and you got to do it.
That sucks.
You would disappoint the people.
Yeah, they wouldn't miss much.
They would. You don't give yourself enough credit. You're a beautiful musician. With a beautiful smile.
You are too when you don't play the kazoo.
No, fuck, kazoos
are it.
Okay,
Dr. Seuss.
Damn it.
Oh my god, I cut.
You cut the meat.
What is Jordan doing?
So, there is a GIF of me opening and closing my mouth and a kazoo in my mouth.
Very poorly added. I can move it around still.
Well, I mean, Jordan.
Jordan, I thought you were trying to be my saving grace.
Oh, man. Jordan, I'm really happy I have you on my team.
It makes things interesting.
Oh, man. I think this is going to go down in history as one of the weirdest fucking podcasts we've ever
done. I'm
going to
say cringeworthy. Let's go with that.
I don't know. There have been way worse.
What? Oh. I can't recall anything weirder than this.
Well, I mean, there was the one that just you, me, and Brian, like,
there was the one where you ate your leg hair.
Oh,
that was at the end, really, you know, and...
That doesn't make it not weird, John.
A lot of people
just randomly eat their leg hair.
Well, listen, this is how I look at it. Some people eat people. That's fucking weird. What I did was okay.
You just compared yourself to a cannibal.
I mean, if you want to label people, you asshole.
Yeah.
Okay,
asshole.
So the people that eat other people are not cannibals, and what are they?
Just a little weird.
Just a little weird.
Yes. Don't eat people, because people eating people is a little weird. That's what the PSA
and illegal.
Said. If you get caught,
debatable.
You know?
Murder.
It's not what? It's not murder.
You're going to jail.
Just because you ate someone doesn't mean they died.
You probably need to see a couple therapists too.
Jordan,
you can say happy birthday to the ground.
Jordan, if I fucking again, yeah. You got to keep an open mind here, just like Lucas did, and well, he actually didn't. If I just start eating your finger, you don't die. It doesn't mean
if it's just my finger.
It's not murder. If Jordan doesn't die, I just ate his fucking finger. It's not weird.
Still pretty weird.
I'm not a cannibal. I just ate a finger.
John, I'm not always on your side. Sorry, but
well,
that one's a little weird.
Yeah, I was hoping now, this time it would be. Well, I was gonna say toe, but then that's fucking weirder.
Yeah.
I have limits, Jordan.
I mean, I'm glad you haven't said any other.
You know
appendages.
What, Jordan? Why don't you just send him some appendages off of some human being? And you know, since you know John enjoys everything that you send to him in the mail, he'll just eat them.
Is there an Amazon marketplace for like the dark web?
God, why can't you take me not?
No, but there is a shipabagofdicks.com.
Well, I don't really want a bag of dicks, you know.
I mean, they're appendages, and they're gummy dicks.
Yeah, but see, there's a difference between a penis and a finger.
You're not.
Are you sure?
I think. Unless I have a finger that I pee out of. Is that what's going on?
No.
Did you just say yeah? Did you just say yeah? Unless I pee out of a finger, and you go, yeah. What?
I kind of didn't hear the question, and I just kind of said, yeah.
Well, I wish that you would have heard it.
I was staring at the bags of dicks that I can order for you.
Okay, these are like gummy bears, but in the dick form.
Here, let's pull it up.
I'm just cutting back and forth to Lucas, because it's gold. It's internet gold. Oh, shit.
Ship a bag of dicks.
Yeah, I'll eat those.
They're gummy dicks.
Yeah, I would totally eat those. It's actually kind of good.
I think there's Justin Bieber ones. They're $100.
Wait, what?
$100, the ultimate bag of dicks.
Why is it $100? And why is there a picture of Justin Bieber right there?
I don't know. Order it and find out.
Is it like...
Next time!
Are they like molded from his penis?
Probably not.
Lucas, how's it going?
He's totally dumb.
It looks like Skype is frozen, but it's just, he's just frozen with disappointment. That's all this is. I think, and this is just smart, John, I think we should wrap up.
Oh, you're done with your bag of dicks?
I haven't even received the bag. This is just the beginning. Of Bag of Dicks Mania, as I'm going to call it.
Bag of Dicks Mania.
Do you want me to share with you, Lucas? Is that the problem? I think we've officially broke Lucas. Jordan, will you fly your drone as I wrap?
Sure.
If this was your first time hanging out, I'm very.
I am sorry.
Nice try to catch. Lucas is sorry. We aren't sorry. We had a great time. You can also follow us on Twitter. Me at John_Prosser. What about you, Lucas?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. You don't have a Twitter nowhere.
Nope.
Oh, it's at Lucas Cyprian.
Darn
there. You find him there. Spectrum Swapper at Spectrum Swapper, and of course the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Spectrum Swapper. What about you, Jordan?
At Jordan Zero.
If you want to find the podcast, just listen to it instead of watching this nonsense. You can find it everywhere podcasts are available. And then youtube.com/FrontPageTech. If you do want the video version, Jordan, have a good week, everybody. Drone is flying. Goodbye.
Later.